This is Low Moon Uprising, and the story continues.
Okay, and so you're kind of in a skirmish formation, spread out a little bit. Nobody's actually in the middle necessarily. As you enter the room and you're headed for the ramp, and three of these spectral creatures are swooping in your general direction. They are coming from kind of different angles. So if you're going to blow the horn at one of them, theoretically, you might not get no more than two at most, because they're kind of coming from there, there, and there. Not like they're coming from the same direction. And we are in missile fire. The horn cannot be activated in missile fire, unfortunately. It has to be in melee.
I'm going to weak against one. Splash.
Not that you know of.
Do these look like banshees?
Could be. They're flying ghostly women at this point. Semi-translucent.
That's about what banshees look like. You'll know when they scream. Or when, sorry, you know when they swing a giant blue whale at you.
Okay.
It's the banshee's whale. We made that joke a lot.
Yeah. Okay. So they are definitely swooping in on you, and we are. Is there any misfire? Did anybody have misfire?
I can make good berries or flash them in water.
I don't really have anything great to do. Okay. So in missile fire, they swoop in, and as they swoop in, their faces spread and their hair becomes like shooting out in every direction, and the skin of what parent skin of their face rolls back, and they look like bony, half skeletal, half translucent, ghastly beings. At which point in time you've actually seen them, and so you need to make save throw.
At which time they see Brunson's face and go, and they run away.
And we'll die.
All of us make save throws?
Yes.
Save
versus spell.
Natural 20.
That's the worst one.
But it's save against petrification.
No spell.
Yeah, you're stuck, stupid.
No, maybe there's a petrify.
Ooh, I made it.
It's my second best save.
I definitely failed. It's actually
only have one save under 10.
Is it a fire spell?
No, it's a spell. Sorry.
Exactly. Fire would like.
If anything, it'd be an aquatic.
Okay, so if you failed your save, you flee in terror for 10 rounds and are 50% likely to drop any items that you were carrying in both hands, in their hands. So roll percentile dice.
Yeah, I was going to say, we would like that, I think.
Did everyone else make it?
Is low drop or is high drop?
Low is drop.
90.
So no. So you carry the horn.
He's running with the horn! No!
Okay.
Literally,
so I'm going to give you a 50%. If you want to, that would be another possibility. So if you want to, I would give you a 40% chance of actually running back down the stairs, because you know it's safe down there.
Give it here.
If you run outside, it's probably not safe outside either.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Give it here.
And I'll give you a 20% chance of treeing if you want.
I want to take the 20%. 19.
Nice.
Okay. So he goes. It becomes a tree.
With the horn inside of him.
With the horn inside of him, that's correct.
Dang it, Aaron. You should have dropped it.
I could. I did not.
Stupid bitchy.
Okay.
Tree powers activate.
The one time the tree spell is detrimental to us.
Okay.
Nobody ever expects a Spanish tree.
Jake, get the
Jacob. I'm treeing the 10 rounds.
Xavier, get the Jacob.
Branches of sharpness. All
right, so we are in melee 9.
Take 1 hit, I'm done.
Yeah. Melee 8.
Yeah, I go in 8, but I have a question.
Okay.
I plan on triggering the flame strike, but I'm assuming I can hit at least one of the branches with the flame strike.
Oh, surely.
Without it hurting us. I know it's a column of fire.
So it depends on what they do, because they're swooping in on the party at the moment. And so if they plan on like a passing strike, then it shouldn't be any problem. But if they just like get in amongst the party, it takes 3 seconds for it to go off. They might literally be in your midst.
So only three in the year that are...
Yes, only three in the room. The truth is you could probably flame strike two or maybe all three of them if they stay in the party, but to do so you would have to flame strike party.
Yeah.
Maybe the only one that does.
How many points do you have, buddy?
Six.
But I have some more.
But I do have 132 points of fire protection.
So he should be good from fire.
Destructional.
How many other people have protection from fire?
I do.
A tree that doesn't burn. Okay. That's it? Okay.
No,
so, yeah, not looking great for that plan of attack.
Mine is lightning. Very useful. Lord lightning.
I guess I can use the new wand that I have that like displaces time or whatever.
Okay.
And
starting. It is limited in usage.
Okay, so it's a single segment, so it'll go off in seven.
I'm also an eight.
Okay, so you're an eight as well. They are swooping in. They are not there yet in eight, but you could hold your attack and attack as soon as they're in reach.
I'll hold them and say, come in me, I'll slow.
Okay, sounds good. All right. As soon as they figure out that they're facing potentially deadly opponents, they'll probably wail. Several of you are aware of that. Okay. So we got a seven. The wand goes off, and you target one of them.
Yeah.
It's one segment.
The last one.
Okay. She like swoops aside at the last second, and the beam shoots past her.
Hopefully that
usage. Sure do. That usually works. Okay, we're in melee seven.
Seven.
Arden, what's your initiative?
Oh, that's all I got.
Okay.
I got three. That was Ryan. We're six.
Okay. Melee six. Okay. Melee six, one of the banshees swoops through the pack. It's going to be random as to who they attack. Where'd my little dice go?
Go hit me, I'm pretty.
Oh, right here. Duh. I rolled Missouri. Ha, it's a tree.
They don't.
That's funny because typically, the inches are open.
Swooped in. Was going to slash at you. You were definitely her target. Doesn't affect you at all. None of you can tell whether she damaged the tree or not. Okay. And then we go to, that was in six, we go to five. Okay. So there's one that just passed through the group. Two others still coming in. You're about 50 feet from the center of the hall, from the column. So you think that they would probably be in the special category? Not great, but possible.
You've done it before. Not amazing, but special. Oh,
yeah.
You're like a kickstarter for your deity.
It's definitely within your possibilities.
What's up with all these wands that particularly time? I thought you were going to ship them in a chrome.
None of them are within range of the other one, right?
I mean, so there, two of them are still swooping in. One of them even could attack you directly. It's possible. You don't know for sure who they're going to attack yet. So basically, if you hold right now, when it gets there, if it comes to you or within reach of you, you could attack it before it attacks because you'd have the initiative.
I don't know.
Do I know what the chances are? Like a natural 20?
It's a little better than that, but not a lot. Basically, you feel like you can do it, you just don't feel greatly confident in your ability to do it.
Okay, and there's three of them?
Yes, one already swept through and attacked the tree, and the other two are coming one right after the other.
Great, I'm going to start a turn.
In fact, actually one of them's coming in five, so if you want, I can tell you who it's attacking. That's Adam, sorry. I can't roll something. Okay. Jake.
Yeah, I'll attempt to turn.
Okay. And it's possible you could turn more than one. That's the other big blessing. Even though the roll is for crap, the results could be great.
You will not bar my way.
11.
Fails.
Shit. Just have AI do it.
Alright. So in 5, the Banshee sweeps through and attacks Jake. Jake is struck and does not have initiative to reply. Okay? Checking to see whether or not Xavier is close enough. You are. If you'd like to strike at the one that just attacked Jake, you can.
Sure.
And she does sweep through and is trying to continue on. They are moving very fast. Like, okay. Right. She turns and howls and looks back at you. Energy trails off where your blade pierced through her torso and down through her dress. Okay. Initiative 4. Jake again. Apparently he's the target. Missed. Okay. Then initiative 3. 2. Are you 2-for-1? So, yes, if there was something within reach, but there isn't, so.
David's going to try and use his helmet, and will Banshee to die or roll away.
Okay.
I don't know if she does that one.
Nothing happens.
All right. So then I have thunder and lightning.
Okay. So, what was your initiative?
3.
Okay, so by initiative 3, there are no Banshees, like, physically in contact with the party. They all swept through. They are circling around. So basically, if you hold at the ready from initiative 3, then you, when they, if they come into melee in the next round, you'd be able to attack them. You don't have to roll. You're just holding, waiting for them to come. Okay?
Okay.
That's 3. Then 2. We go to initiative 1. We go to new round. Okay? So it'll be the same thing for you for your second attack. I'll let you essentially holding your second attack into the new round so you don't have to roll initiative. If they come down to melee, you can attack before they get there. Okay? And we're in missile fire.
Do I know if any of them got hit by Jake or Xavier?
Yes, Xavier hit one of them.
Okay. I'm going to cast Magic Missile.
Okay. Okay. So one round of your terror has been completed, by the way. 9 to go.
9-1.
Quivering inside your tree. You see the little branches on the tree going. your eyes are closed, so you don't see anything. You're like, it's not happening. It's not happening.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Okay. All right.
I am a tree. You're not attacking me. I am a tree.
It's a great plan using the horn.
I am the tree in the trees.
Giving it to
Zuri. It's funny that the one guy that failed to save was the one guy with the horn.
Yes.
And
he kept
it in tree, too.
Yeah. That's classic. Okay.
Nice archer.
You could dispel magic on a Zuri. Get the horn. No, can't do that then. Okay. All right, so in missile fire, one of the Banshees that was the first one that struck at the tree has circled back around. And she is floating down. She's slowing down as she's approaching the front of the group. And she wails. Save versus death magic or die.
Oh, no.
Everybody?
Everybody.
Including the tree?
Not including the tree.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I should have. I'm good.
Yay.
So the question that I was going to ask was, can you
fail?
Can I tree during
this
whole fire and turn back to melee and still do, like, blow the
horn somewhere? I mean, could you in this case?
Could I have, like...
If you had major save?
Yeah.
In theory, yes. The transformation to and from the tree is almost instantaneous. So in theory, yes, you could. But not in this case because you can't.
Yeah.
The only thing you can do now would be... If you wanted to turn back in the tree, you could basically be in full stride running away. That's the only thing you could do.
No rerolls. No reroll damage.
You fell too?
You have your little...
Roll the 2.
Yeah.
That's what I rolled.
That happens.
You can get that little bottle with the...
I've already used those rerolls.
Okay.
I use mine more.
Brunson and Xavier collapse to the ground.
Let's see if I'm able to find a Wilhelm cry for you.
I have a force enemy reroll.
That is your roll. Runs in, you're my enemy for this one round of combat.
Sorry. Unfortunately, they don't have to roll for that.
I have plus two saves.
You want just fail it?
Plus two again.
What roll twos?
Get plus two for somebody. No, it doesn't matter. He's got a two also. So.
Are you guys going to leave this combat with us?
They just died. Two of them.
Well, both of us died.
Well, you have two more Banshees that both could wail, yeah.
You two and Jake, and you still got two more Banshees.
My so save is six.
Two more saves versus Death Magic, possibly.
My roll is six or better. I feel like I have the right protection.
Pretty sure this is TPK, fellas.
Believing in a TPK is part of what makes the game exciting.
Yeah.
I mean, we have cleric saves, so our saves are still pretty decent.
Alright, I was holding this for
TPK, but. All three of our saves are seven.
I'll give. Can I get breath in this?
Oh, no, only for you, for your dice set. Yeah, sorry. You have to keep saving it for the next rainy day.
The rainy day hasn't come yet, so.
You would need the little papers.
I use all the
I
only have two. One is plus one damage so for an attack.
Kind of important. Did you use the right set of dice?
Yeah,
right. If they're specific to a set of dice.
That's most of what I had. Okay. On
turn it in and. Reroll. If you roll another two, I can't help you.
I lost pretty much all of my dice.
Hey,
so you save
it.
Alright.
Or no, one of the dice.
The only Brunson is dead at the moment.
Yeah, lose all that experience.
Well, I mean, all is a liberal. It's a loose term. Yeah.
Well, we haven't got the treasure out of there, right?
Exactly.
So if I come back to life while I'm still here, I'll still get all the experience from carrying the treasure out.
Well, some of it anyway, yeah.
Huh?
See how it falls. Most of the experience is wrapped up in the magic items anyway. So. That's where people are really
going. Again.
That's true.
You guys don't leave this place without red racing.
Yeah. Well, I used all my fight. I didn't end up well.
Huh?
Are you
going to
come back with the Banshee Grace, right?
Nope.
We will, I used both one save.
Being a spell, does it do that?
Rerolls under seven.
The Feigned Death, that doesn't...
Oh, yeah, if you have a cast Feigned Death, you would come back.
Oh, yeah, I have Feigned Death.
Yeah, oh, there you go.
So I'll come back in an hour.
So
you guys know that because I've always
said
that.
Always said something.
Yeah, so as long as they survive, you should be fine.
Yeah. Come on, guys!
So there is only one Banshee that has whales.
That
we
is
need
correct.
We need a whale on the other two before they whale on us.
All right, so we're in melee 9.
Holding.
Jake is also holding.
Should be holding for one that isn't a whaler.
I just whaled. They're trying to focus on one that hasn't whaled.
Yeah, one of the other two.
Eight.
I'm eight.
Prevent another whale.
I'm going to turn.
Okay.
I do have a plus two to turn non-primaterial creatures.
Okay. It
probably applies to these guys. It says likely increasable. I assume that means I'm going to need more not running slots to do that.
All right. Roll a d20.
14. Well, 16.
Not enough.
Wait.
Uh-oh.
He's got to check the compendium.
Plus one to hit for a friend? No. Plus two save for a friend? Is this a save?
No.
It's like a skill check or something like that.
I got nothing.
Check out Amal Dan Inc. for incredible opportunities to support the ministry.
The well is running dry. We need a new retreat.
Let's have a bazaar, man. Come on, I'm ready.
Okay.
Let's have a bazaar.
I love special little bonus.
That was an 8. Seven. You three are all holding, right? And then he turns, so we can fast forward.
Like okay.
All right, so the first non-wailing Banshee is passing through. Attacking somebody other than Brunson. Would be Brunson. Deer mood. You may attack first.
Okay, so I have two weapons that have unidentified alternate properties for this Echoes, which is the one I got from the bard lady that talks to me.
I know.
And then there's the longest dagger I got in the market.
Okay.
That has a weird long poem about it and something about light voice. Alright, so I rolled
what did you say? And something about what?
Like, it had like vampire vibe about it.
Okay, yeah.
The poem associated with it. So I'm going to roll the Toast first. That probably hits. I'm on 16. It's going to be 18, maybe 7.
That's hit.
And then the dagger is a 14, which is AC negative 2.
Both hit.
I don't know if they do anything wrong in it, but
no, benches are not particularly fortuitous. Fortuitous.
Fortuitous.
That's quite a word.
Fortuitous is a better memory.
Okay. So
not the word you're looking for.
The short sword, I rolled 12 damage.
He means like physically strong.
I don't know if that's for damage.
Fortuitous.
You know why nobody uses that word, right?
Because
nobody can pronounce it.
I use that word a lot. And every time I say it, I'm like,
12 damage on a short sword and 8 damage on the dagger.
Okay, so you carve 2 creases of orange light through the
banshee. Did they do anything special?
No.
Dude, I use these things all the time, and I ain't find nothing for them.
You don't roll good on the dice. That's the problem.
Oh!
Are they both sharp? Because that would be wild.
No.
Well, Theon's daggers, like, stole a soul or something like that on a 20. Plus the wheel. On a 20, on a backstab, sucked the soul out of the person that was backstabbing.
Okay. And then she's attacking you?
Gained a level.
And she'll miss.
But then you lose the level when you get rid of the claw. And it slowly drags.
Well, give me a level.
And then the other one swooping through, the other non-wailing banshee is attacking Xavier. You may roll the hit, sir.
Yeah, shocked it. Demon gets a level every
day. Yeah, she is wounded. This is the one that you hit the first time.
Leon had a crown for about 5 minutes to get the level.
He didn't get it off. He died.
Did he get fireball or something?
No, monks.
It took so much.
Yeah, for 5 minutes.
18, and the first one was 19, right? Okay. All right.
So that's cloak man and that shield. The save would be 3 in combat for damage.
Okay.
Well, usually it'd be 4.
She attacked you in the passing. And she'll hit. For 6 points. Okay, so you're in and out of consciousness, so whenever you try to act, you roll even odd. If you roll even, you're awake. If you roll odd, you're asleep.
Either way, it's just enough to roll savers to get paid you with.
That's right.
So well, being unconscious doesn't save you from sleep either.
No.
Just,
well,
like, automatically fail your
account? No.
I meant more, you're just barely alive enough to still die.
I'm looking to see how that reads. Now, I would say if you're unconscious, like, to damage, you would be immune to the attack. Not if you're sleeping or
what. Punch yourself in the face.
Yeah.
If you're, like, knocked out cold.
Yeah, while he's asleep, he has a dream that he's at like a screamo metal concert. Turns out it was just banshees wailing.
Doom is in Black Island.
Okay. And then the previously wailed banshee also comes through.
The wailer.
The wailer. All right, she is attacking. Dear Mood.
She does it just once per day.
The whale is.
I don't know.
Missed.
I'm hoping that it's once per day.
The whale is once per day. At least there usually are. Although down here it could be different.
Yeah.
You're definitely on their turf.
I mean, it's safer to assume it. I mean,
home turf advantage.
Okay.
If it is, if we kill one, one has to know that it's on this whale. And if it isn't, then we have some lost.
All right. And then they are swooping on past. So the one that was whale, that had not whaled, that has been significantly damaged, disappears out the door, or the hole in the wall. She goes out the hole in the wall. Okay? And the in missile fire of the next round, which both of you could be holding, what's your attack routine?
3 for 2 with the short sword. Probably just one for long.
Okay. So you would actually get 4 for 2 or 2 for 1. But you can do dual handed. So basically, you would always get the both weapons and then one extra attack.
Yeah, on the second round, right? 3
for 2. No, it would be every round. Because the first, you can dual handed on your first attack, and then
because you're
entitled to one extra attack.
Your 3 for 2 is, it's 2 attacks per, so really 6 for 2.
I would just get three.
No, your offhand doesn't get your old weapon. It just adds one to it.
Yeah, the offhand adds one extra attack.
One extra attack per round.
Yeah.
You are five.
So it's supposed to be your main routine, which is which would be three per two, and you get one extra attack each round.
Is the first round you get your two or the second round?
Your second.
Second.
Okay, so this is the round I get.
Right.
Right. Okay. Protection from fire.
Anyway, so the other one is going to wail in missile fire, the one that has not wailed, and so everyone needs, that's alive needs to save versus death magic or die. If you're not a tree or dead, save.
I made it.
Jake made his again.
Nice.
Feigned death?
You are considered dead.
Okay.
Your soul is currently in the statue.
So drunk. What do you roll?
I made it
again. Yeah. Okay. All right. So their big guns are all used up. Okay. So we're going to go to melee. Xavier's holding an attack. Jake's holding an attack. They can't roll eight, so you can go ahead and roll your turning if that's what you're trying to do. We need initiative this time.
Is
an 18 good enough?
It probably is, actually. Oh, look.
I said a cool catch plus two.
Is that count as a plus two?
I rolled a 16.
Like, so it requires him to stop, pour a little bit of summer, stop and throw.
Okay. So they go to swoop in. Initiative 8. Theon raises his holy symbol. Look at all austere and arrogant. What?
The will of the psychopath. I said.
Only if you go to act.
So, I said you should go away.
Anyway, he says, what do you say?
He said, heed the will of the psychopomp.
Of the what?
The psychopomp.
Okay.
That's one of Hermes' things that he does. They shepherds lost souls back to
him. Awesome. I love it. Okay.
Heed the will of the psychopomp.
He has a booming voice for such a
Banshee.
Shining magical effect takes place. Light shines up toward the banshees. And I don't know if I have any.
Cleric of 90 and talks like Mike Tyson.
Here we go.
You're next turn.
No.
You're a paladin.
I'm playing a cleric.
They're cool.
Okay. And both banshees whip around in the sky and head back out the front door of the temple.
A very religious monk.
Okay. So currently the room is empty and you are 50 feet from the slide.
Okay.
And you have a tree.
It's the God of Victory.
Okay, so we're gonna be sponsored. Grab the dead bodies and head for the slide, I guess.
You gotta take the tree as well.
Yes. I'll go to the tree.
I don't speak tree.
You tell them they're dead and are gone.
Is that great? Can
anyone do 120 really?
Yeah, I can.
He's dealing with the tree. I can do exactly one with
anatomy. Wait, do I get open-ended high? 10% arrow. I roll a 1.
Well, it depends if you're healing side up.
Then, yes.
Okay. If you're healing, when does that start healing?
At 10 or less. I'm going to have to
be healing alone.
Whoa,
what
could
you say? Really? Yeah, they always get open-ended high on 10% arrow or less as far as I have.
8 points on 2d3.
Yay. I got all the way up to a d6. And I rolled a 5. I rolled 3, 4, 5. Okay, and then we are bringing Brunson, who is dead.
I'll carry Brunson.
Did we break his spear?
Roll another save versus spell.
Roll spear.
Okay, so you realize that you are in as much. Ultimately, you're going to have to come out of the tree, and you realize the longer you stay here, more banshees will probably come. The pathway out seems clear at the moment. It's better than anything else you've got going for you, so you could end the tree and run for it.
Okay. I'll do that.
as we're running, you were supposed to use the horn. No, probably not a good idea, because I might attack more range.
Yeah, I don't know what came over me. They did something to me.
Lots of crappie for a man running to his left.
Okay.
He just comes out of the tree, goes, whoop.
Like Scooby-Doo. In hindsight, it's probably good.
He's running down the same hallway.
Okay, so who grabbed Brunson?
Xavier. Yeah. The man of 7 8 points in.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, wake up! Carry him. Like, okay. I died.
You could make a life.
True. Yeah, but I don't know what kind of ramifications that has for, like, long-term effects.
And I do have a great sword. What do you mean long-term effects? What do you mean long-term effects?
I don't know. Like, maybe it gives me cancer or something. I don't know. I could
die?
Yeah. I've never had to use a spell, right?
What spell?
The only time I died is in Greyhawk, before the
Anyway, you run up to the slide, you arrive at the slide, you see the slide, including the rope, so you can theoretically control your descent more if you choose.
Toboggan down on me.
Who did we say was carrying Brunson? I'm sorry.
Xavier.
Xavier was carrying Brunson. You had the book out, right? So what did you do with the book? Just leave it there. Carry it.
Yeah, I'll just carry it.
Throw him over fireman's shoulder. You got the book in his hand, and okay. He's got a long sword mark on his gut from you're laying him across the pommels of your long sword.
Nice.
I would actually probably do more of a great sword because the great sword I have in my back
sticks up.
Yeah.
The great sword.
To a long sword size, yeah, like really good use out of
that out and carrying
the
great sword of restoration that
Thea
had.
Or just make him bigger so it's like a long sword.
Okay. So are we going in controlled descent? Also, are you trying to close the opening?
Somebody say yes.
I mean, yeah, you can swing it shut. You opened it before. So.
Yeah, definitely closing it. I'll go last. I'll let him go first.
So the rope stretches out well across the opening.
I'll let everyone else go down first, and I'll close it behind me.
So Brunson.
Dog's definitely going to. Brunson's just going to get thrown.
Oh, nice. Thanks.
Crash, crunch, crack.
I'm sure it won't break my neck at the bottom.
Yeah, if he wakes up with a broken neck and can't breathe, he'll just die again.
It's a dead body. Just set him down and let him go.
You know I'm not dead.
I don't know how that's
the bottom. The bottom of the hill, I'm going to be a pile of broken bones. Flesh.
Dion would know that doing damage to his body would be dangerous for him to attack. He needs to be.
I mean, yeah, he could wake up with eight struck for all.
Well, I'm sliding carelessly down a slide, so we'll see how that works.
I don't know how that stuff works, so I'm going to gently lay him on the slide and let him go and let him spiral down.
Yeah, he's not going to. He's probably going to flip flop a lot. Although he's a little lumpy. He's got backpack and stuff like that.
Backpack. He's probably on his head.
Put him in the horn.
Put him in the horn.
We slide and
strap him to the horn, give him some structure. Like a handle on his back. Okay, anyway. So we're going down. Remember, the rope stretches some distance out, so you should be able to get the door closed even with the rope in place. But it would be a lot easier if the rope was cut, but then there wouldn't be anything for it to tie to. Because it doesn't tie around anything here. It goes out and ties up there. So bottom line is, are we leaving the rope, which would mean the rope would be extending through the secret door, or are we cutting the rope? Okay, so the rope is cut, the door is shut, and you're sliding down the ramp. Okay, I would make the dex check.
No.
Made it exactly. Made it by a lot. Hopefully there's no negative. Natural 16.
Okay. So you control your descent enough to not be like battered or anything like that. Ron, roll a d20 for me.
17. Made my save. I come to life on the ramp. Die from fear.
What's your dex when you're completely unconscious? I'm just kidding. All right. You take one quarter structural.
Broken toe.
Broken toe.
I'm sure that won't affect anything.
You break three more toes, you're going
to die. Taking one quarter of a death save.
And everybody comes to the bottom of the ramp. You have escaped back to the Liberty level, theoretically.
Everybody gracefully, peacefully lands. Body goes right off the end of the ramp.
We all not go get knocked over like bowling pins.
There's a set of 10 bowling pins at the end.
All guards, the Medusa guards.
They all go. Sorry.
All right. You have escaped the graveyard. You will find out that no banshees came down the ramp, so they have not had any trouble with anything coming from the graveyard, which is good because that really probably would have hurt your relationship with them. Roughly 45 minutes or so later, Brunson will come back to life. However, make a saving throw versus death magic with +4 on the dice.
18.
No problem. Okay, so you come back to life. You do still have the quarter corner structural.
Ow! What the heck? What happened?
You went down the slide.
That's how I died?
Xavier was on body duty.
Wait.
Whatever happened, it's his fault.
You were on the slide and you went down the slide. And now we're safe.
There's banshees, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Remember that.
Banshee. We made it back to the slide. I said you went on the slide, you went down the slide, and now we're here.
The issue is the whale.
In hindsight, I probably should have guided your body a little better down the slide.
Yeah, that's probably why I walked right without the limp. Thanks. Don't mind me. I'll just walk over here.
Okay.
I thought you would have been fine. We're dead. So.
Arden, roll percentile dice.
In the future,
76.
When that happens, I'm not dead.
Many of the Medusae women, pretty much naked from the neck down, dripping in sweat and some blood, are worshiping you, bowing at your feet.
I mean, thank you for getting me out of there.
I have to actually break my name and come off the side.
Yeah, if you want to make a list, yeah.
I can't just write.
You want to go to stop Steve Sam.
I mean, you could, but.
If I'm doing this, you could.
Have you ever seen National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation?
Okay.
No.
I'll do some. I guess I'll do some PR. Thing that. Devotion.
The hotel.
Does anyone know how to get out of here? We know how to get out of here. Get out of here. And once that's finished, next time can't move forward. Okay. Okay.
That's not my medicine. I heard it sound very heavy, a little bumpy, and stopped it, so it's a big thing.
So, can I try to locate the stroke?
Yeah.
Where are you been?
I'm dealing with a work issue, so give me a second.
Okay.
All right. Apologize for a slight delay. Slight delay in the podcast. We are recording. Okay. So, yes. Short time, you will locate Stro. We'll do a little fast forward at this point because you feel relatively confident that you're safe. You can stay in the temple. You can have a side chamber. In theory, should be a little better protected than you were previously. The temple guards seem to be more like on your side as far as that goes. But bear in mind that the temple has enemies, so it's still a thing where you're going to probably want to keep watch or something like that. Okay. What are we doing?
rest or find a way to destroy our problems if we rest here.
You could consult the priestesses of the temple at some point in time to ask about what to do with the diamonds if they have any suggestions.
Yeah,
we could do that. Whoever said that, good job.
That was just a thought. Was not anybody said it. Okay, Dermud must have thought of it. Yes.
Okay, that's what we're doing. All right, here's your idea. You did it. We're planning now. You're right. Seeking out the priestesses. I'll go. Well, can't really work.
Roll a d20 on a 1. You have to make a saving throw versus petrification.
You get 3 gaps too.
The dude would never look at a woman in the eye.
Is it on your character sheet?
No, it's just a funny joke.
You only have to make a save on a 1, so...
17. You're fine. My save is 6 or better, so that's terrible.
That was your save against saving.
That was your save against saving, yes. Alright, so nap, spells, healing, or the beginning of healing anyway. Sorting out your magical items, making sure who might have access to what, if that's what you want to do, or you can leave them all in the item for now and try to find a way out faster.
I think we should be on the item.
Yeah.
You also speak to the priestesses / other authority figures about another possible way out of the knowledge of one.
To the external world out?
Yes.
So there are... Okay. So we're not going to role play because we're in kind of like mop-up mode at this point. But so there are 3 things that they'll point out. So there are 2 exits to the exterior world. One of them is... arduous but not particularly dangerous. It's an underground river. And so you can use that to travel through the underground river.
Perhaps you'd like to write for Low Moon Adventures. The Prince Albert series on Kindle is a short story series where you can write your own based on our prompts and donate them or donate half their profit to the ministry.
When I say not particularly dangerous, I mean not particularly deadly. There could be issues with it, but
it's
not like...
super dangerous, but maybe less dangerous than the other.
Yeah. The other is there's an ancient dragon lair where a dragon is currently asleep. and so it has been asleep for about the last 200 years, and is probably likely to stay asleep. However, past its lair, coincidentally, one can visit a place where lava exists, which then they recommend that's where you could potentially ditch the diamonds. Also past the dragon's lair is a place where you can pass like a field of stalactites and stalagmites that issue steam and like that, but aren't molten lava. And through there can exit to the outside. And people don't come in through the outside that way because it's kind of dangerous as far as like getting scalded by steam or whatever. But the priestesses have the ability to give you the ability to resist the steam and pass it. And that's how their people will go outside. It's the other way. So there's 2 ways they go outside. One way is through the steam tunnels, and the other way is via the underground river. So the journey underground. Correct. Both the steam tunnels and the lava are past the dragon. The other way, of course, is to go to the Grimlock lair to use the lava. They don't recommend that for 2 reasons. One, because the Grimlocks are very dangerous. They're very warlike. They'll attack you on sight, especially if you don't look like you belong. So unless you can make yourself look like Grimlocks or something like, or underworld creatures like we did before, then you're going to be attacked pretty much on sight. And the other reason is because they're not sure that the lava that flows in the Grimlock lair will be pure enough, hot enough to destroy diamonds.
So, am I the only one thinking that the dragon route sounds way safer than the river?
No, ironically, I'm thinking the same thing.
So they say that that if you don't count the dragon and any of its kind of like tricks or traps or small minions or whatever like that that you might run into going that way, that the river is probably actually safer. The only thing you might run into on the river would be like random vagabonds or brigands or something like that.
Not often.
Horribly dangerous rapids.
So there have been 3 expeditions past the dragon in the last year.
Did they have a guy that could potentially help?
Stroke could help. She'd have to get the information from them, but she would be willing to do that.
Well, at least knowledge of some of the potential people said that Dragon might be left behind.
I mean, yeah, you got your big super ability, right?
We're not killing him with the finger.
I'm just thinking, worst case if we wake it up.
I don't know how long ago I used it.
I think the last
time was in that cult battle against the Red
Dragon. Did you use it in the Beholder fight?
No, he didn't have it. Because
where was it?
Before we came down here, right after we met up with Missouri, there was that village where we were kind of on like the fringe of the battle between the Barbarian and the Cole, and the Cole had attacked that village.
We were not stopped to kill the
Red Dragon in that village.
But there was a time after that.
That was only in game. I don't know how long.
I think I used
that. Was before the Dark.
I think he used
that. That was just before the Darkest Temple.
I'm pretty sure I did. Because
the Beholder fight was. The Beholder fight was maybe 4 or 5 days ago.
I think with that one, because you were really hesitant because you thought something more terrible was going to be coming up soon. And you were holding your. I think you were holding your time stop or something else.
So he doesn't get it back for a couple days.
Okay. So we had to fight it in normal mode if we were to get up. But.
Or you just want.
It's not an end all be all, solve everything problem.
You can blow the horn at it.
The wand, blow the horn. Remove it from existence.
Yeah.
The 1% chance that the dragon's actually a banshee and the horn does something against it.
You can shoot at the wand.
I mean, it's asleep.
You can go back to the lair and draw a card. I wish the dragon away.
It's a good idea.
What do they do in the cartoons when they want to keep something sleeping? They just play music. You just have,
there you go.
When it starts to wake up, you just start strumming.
Sing lullabies on the way by.
It's like,
I don't think that's going to work.
He just falls back asleep.
I like it.
Maybe that's what my loop there. It's the loop of keep sleeping.
I think we should go to Dragon Rock if only because it's our best possibility to get rid of the diamonds.
Yeah, that's why I'm leaning towards
there. Bringing the diamonds above ground sounds like a very bad idea.
Dragon Rock. I agree.
You don't want to release the demigod of death out onto the world?
All right, so how long does the item have left? Over a day, right? Hmm? The item has like over a day left still?
36 hours.
36 hours from the start.
Yeah, it would have over a day left.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Over a day and a half.
Even with a nap. I mean, it depends. If you get all your spells back, then it probably would.
You could nap here.
But even then, it's too short.
That's what I'm thinking. Let's
be prepared.
How long do we want
item section?
How long do we want to spend getting spells back? As long as possible?
As long as we're safe.
I would like to walk out of here full. All
right. So that sounds good to me. I'm trying to rotate my...
More than selecting my rotations. I like to rotate.
That sounds interesting.
So how many hours do you need to be
full? I'm 7.
All of them?
Like 10 days.
All of them hours?
5 hours, 15 minutes.
All of them hours.
Okay, can you help me count this up real quick?
Sure.
1, 2, 3, 4 first levels.
1 hour.
Sorry, 5 first levels.
15.
I need a little less. 2 seconds.
Hour.
2:15.
2:15.
I got that.
Four thirds. Because the one I get extra from the rares doesn't count, right?
Correct.
So 1, 2, 3, 4/3. 1, 2/4.
7/5. 8 hours and 30 minutes.
So yeah, so even if you nap and do 8 hours and 30 minutes, you're still over 24 hours left on the item. If you get after it pretty soon.
Almost certain I need less than that.
I need 4 hours.
I'm 7 and 15 minutes.
Well, before we rest then, I'm gonna minor healing Xavier. 6 points.
Nice. And your current minimum is 2.
Awesome.
Because you were a tree.
That's the real benefit of a tree spell. It adds rep points.
Oh, I'm at 7 hit points.
I feel like crap. I just forgot.
Not very much.
I just remembered I feel like crap.
He generally just stopped.
You could have got rid of one of my soul wounds with that.
I could give you another one.
How many hit points are you at?
21, but I have 2 soul wounds.
How many hit points are you at?
30-something.
So that's 58, 6 is 64. He was at 0.
Okay, let me
1.
Try...
I'm down 50 damage.
So I'm going to try and
how many hit points was Zuri at?
79.
Huh.
Let me try and use...
Wow, you're tanking for us?
Too busy being a tree.
Let me try and use my ring, the vine ring, rose vine ring.
You know, tree is the ultimate form of a tank.
And see if I can get my heal spring spell back. I would try and activate it before I used it to... Now, when I last used it, it was immediately after I used that spell, but I used it to restore my ball of fire spell.
Okay.
I don't know.
What level is heal spring?
Third.
They're both thirds?
Probably qualifier is fourth. I don't know how many
ones. These will take damage.
It doesn't work.
I'm going to try and
minor heal.
Doesn't work.
Can I try and will my helmet to heal Xavier?
This far from getting the experience. This far, the next thing you say could be worth how many ever thousand experience.
Try it on the barbarian to take
that. That's fourth level. It works.
So the answer to the question of it you want to know now is
how much experience
is it worth? Yeah.
If that's the only ability.
It is.
Well, I can't give you soul zones right now.
That's a fourth level 30
character power. Yeah, basically.
Yeah, I don't get that until your fourth level close to like.
The answer is.
You probably have 2,750 experience.
Ooh, that was 2,750.
Yep. Okay. That would level you up. Oh, you're so capped at the top of the next level.
You're blowing off so much experience.
I'm capping it like after like 20.
While I'm in the book, did anybody else figure out any magic items today?
I'm gonna will my helmet to heal.
Haven't figured out the zappy wand yet.
The wand? Oh, I haven't figured out all the stuff. No.
I haven't figured out my helmet.
I don't even know what he's doing, really.
Did the ring that I took off of Ralph help with my saves? It's a thrice-braided gold band that I took off the barbarian route that we killed in
Oh, that's yeah. Okay.
You keep telling me to remember it and remind you of combat, I keep forgetting.
Okay, that's not a ring of protection.
I'm going to try and roll my helmet to heal like this.
Right
thing.
Now.
All
fire.
Plans.
Or
how about the salamander skin book? Fireball, but it's
No, you haven't actually used it yet. You haven't actually cast the spell yet.
You don't know what level to cast that.
So you don't know what level to cast that, range.
How do you know how it
works? How exactly it works.
I have no.
Any side effects or other cool things.
I know that, like the prayer beads I can transfer to.
Human has like.
The prayer beads are like
four magic. Guidance that he's figuring out
you can go out on the sidewalk and cast one of each spell.
That's what I'm saying. They function. They use
seems kind of wasteful, but...
We'll just wait for the inevitable.
This place is dangerous, so I might need them.
I don't think I have
magic items you can cast magical spells out of that don't use up what's in your memory. It's kind of...
I don't know if I've actually done it like that. I've used it a couple of times. I've actually done spell reduction damage.
Do I have to figure out everything that the anything item can be before I get the experience
from it? No. I think we might have already done that, though. I don't remember. I think we already did the experience for it.
Because I think the last part of the puzzle was figuring out, like,
You give it to you. So I'm going to just cast the barbarian and think that's some sort of weapon now.
Okay.
What duration do I receive?
Yeah, I'm going to do the same thing, actually, while you're at it.
21 hours.
How long is mine?
22 hours.
Are we already recharged spells and stuff? Or not?
He was doing his before the nap.
Okay.
Did you have one in memory that you did before the nap? Yeah. They want to get it back with the nap. If you get it back, rotate spells, you might not get it back.
That's why I'm casting it right now. I don't want
to. Have I been able to figure out the.
Dude, if I had the save game spell, I would never rotate. Because you have the save game spell.
That's true.
You have some spells.
No, it doesn't really have a feel to it, per se.
Incredible other spells that we might get.
You don't have to feel it out like exactly. You just kind of need to know generically, because it might be random.
I have like two charm persons.
Like it might be right now, like, 5 plus G's returns or something. Where you never figure that out.
Some insects can be good.
Tree saved you from banshees.
Has it actually, like...
Well, I wouldn't run away. I would have find
benefited you substantially? Have you actually received the benefit?
I mean, I did against the Death Knight, for sure.
Stupid animals.
I took, like, 3 or 4 fireballs from the Death Knight.
It's only one combo.
The tech standard is kind of awesome.
I don't know if I've actually benefited from the damage reduction, but
like all kinds of crap.
Reduce it based on the 100 roll.
Secret doors, snares and pits, and traps.
I know it's Giaffe, and I forgot the main
order. Look at my soldier. I have different.
Let me know when you're ready for me to speak to Stroh. Oh, mind you, the whole time we're up here, I'm making sure I'm like staring at the floor. So I can figure something out.
Creed is not a great thing. Some of the music is awesome, but I've lost by it because it's the same thing on it.
Okay, so we're just going to say that you get the experience for the amulet.
I'm hearing you say it's so weird.
You know that the duration is short.
Doesn't work. Doesn't do much again.
Like, you're assuming it's lasting no more than one combat. Like, it might be 5 or 10 minutes at the most. And you know that the amount of benefit that you get is random.
Yeah.
Anybody else magic items before we deal with personal interactions?
Oh,
I'm sorry. I forgot to. 1,000.
Now I'm 23 out of your way.
The magic, I really need a magic item that lets me like rotate to find results.
Do I get key experience for the Avian Spore Road? Do I get new experience every time it changes?
No.
Okay.
No,
I don't know if I got experience. I mean, I know what it does, but I figure it probably could.
Yeah, that's anything Rob, right?
Yeah. If it's a lot of experience, I don't think I got it.
For what?
I don't think most anything items are really cheap.
Yeah,
you already got it. That's the bucket?
The avian pole rod that I turned into leather. It can be more powerful.
In terms of the various kinds of rods, basically, very expensive. Can't find it.
Of course.
1500. Okay.
Yeah. Did I, Did you get 10%?
Yes. I think you're eligible.
1650.
Okay. All right. So we have the opportunity to speak with Stroh and what you're
basically explaining what happened with the card that I drew, the effect that it had on me. So I have to be extremely careful to not, even more so than before, to not meet the gaze by the other people here.
The safest way to avoid anyone else is kind of keep to yourselves. I think it would be expected. You should probably be aware that there are rumors circulating amongst the priestesses. There are quite a few of them that are interested in potentially having further close relationships with you.
You mean us?
No, I mean you.
I blush under my hair.
Makes me laugh. It's like Brunson's mage school dream, except they're all Medusae.
It is our, I'm assuming we're not near prime gears.
Right.
Say, it is our intention to leave this place as soon as we're done resting. I would like you to come with me.
I would like to come with you. I will have to ask the priestesses for leave. Realize that my child may complicate the matter.
I understand.
They would have to give me leave and also leave to take the child if I am going to leave without intention of returning. But I can ask.
Okay.
Stealing a priestess.
It's my, out of play, it is my intention to find a magic item that will prevent gaze attacks. So.
There's an illusion spell that reflects it back to
some person. Hey, baby! Whoa! What's going on?
If you turn her to stone, you can just, like keep her in your house as stone until you're done with your adventuring career. And then you can go back home and turn her back to flesh, and then she'd still be young.
Yeah, I'll be like, decrepit.
Yeah, that would be a problem. There's always questions of vitality.
Pop out my eyes.
Kill her and reincarnate her.
Look what I did for you!
My arm.
Oh, that's terrible.
He's Medusa, there, I know that.
Don't worry, I found this eye from some guy selling it. It's like from some guy named Vecna or something like that. Vecna?
It's a Vecna eye sale. Okay. So she's working on that. Then the nap. Then the spells. Checking for random encounters during napping just to be sure something didn't come and kill you.
So.
Random encounters for 8.5 hours.
One every hour.
Okay. I mean, that's how random counters usually work, is on the hour. It's a chance per hour. Sometimes the chances are low, sometimes the chances are high.
Per hour.
That's hour 7, let me know.
These people...
killing me. Alright. Have we done spell choices?
Okay, so if you want me to do it for you, then you have to pass it over here.
I mean, as long as you're not a random counter, 7 hours in.
So why can't you
do it? Well, even if you did, you'd be done. Right? Because you're only, you said it was only, how many hours?
7.
Oh, I get
7 to 15.
So you got 6 from him from a minor heal.
Okay.
You get, what's the highest healing we have in the party? Is it Fionn? 2. So you get 3 from 6 hours sleep. You're at 9. 9 more than you were.
Not everyone can have one.
Double digits.
Yay.
We'll trade our...
still not great.
We'll trade our... oh, I had 2 more for some of spells that I forgot about. Sorry.
We'll trade our 9 hours. Huh? 9 hours. Okay. Alright. So there was a random encounter. And it was in hour 6. So it could be a risk. But you could just, like, ignore it. Continue to meditate. You'd already be done by that time.
I'm done by hour 6. I'm already done by hour 6.
So it's only Deerwood that asked for supper.
Yeah.
Well, that was going to be the case if there was any random encounter at all, because he was the one setting the maximum amount of time.
Well, that's what we got Xavier. We got pretty much everybody.
Xavier's at like 12 hit points.
Crack open the guy to death.
Jake's at 48.
Do that, Kevin. Can the priestesses offer us any healing, by the way?
They can, but it wouldn't be right away. It would be within that hour.
He does do.
We'll try to go find healing.
Whether he's at 1 or 1 or 1, he still has my
advantage. So, if you leave, while you're supposed to be guarding them, then they will leave only Jake guarding all that praying and meditating and memorizing.
There's
that
big god guy, I'll just finish it up.
There are guards in the hallway outside, but...
yeah, no, I won't be there. I don't like leaving them with Jake.
I appreciate it. Jake appreciates it.
Jake will
remember.
Jake. Jake approved.
Jake's like,
I can
handle myself.
I can handle myself, thank you.
Still walking to Mordor?
Yep. Well, I upped my step goal to 10,000 because I've been hitting 9,000 since I've been here all day, I haven't really done a whole lot of walking, so, and I really don't feel like taking a walk when I get home at 10:30 at night. So, I like that. What kind of dragon did they say it was? Although,
they did not.
They did. So, I made that up. On Tuesdays, though, it's even kind of cool because since Alicia's here with music practice, I usually have the boys get showers and get ready for bed, and then me and Zoe go for a walk around the trailer park every Tuesday. We've done this for like a month now.
That's awesome.
And we'll go for a walk around the trailer park, we'll come back, I'll get her PJs, I'll get her a cup of chocolate milk, and we'll sit down and watch a movie. And it's usually Frozen, Tangled, or Moana.
Nice.
I have watched those 3 movies more times than I care to. And I think Keaton's maybe watched Tangled with her like 60 or 70 times since we got there. She really likes Rapunzel. It's a good movie, but I wouldn't have watched it that many times.
No,
definitely. It is a very cute movie. I do like it. Ron said I should traumatize her and make her watch Bambi.
Not exactly how that conversation went, but, you know.
Well, you mentioned Bambi and then it would traumatize her.
Yeah, only because you said that you
made her watch Lamb Before Time.
Yeah, you wanted her to watch Lamb Before Time, and I said, oh, why don't you just make her watch Bambi while you're at it?
Okay.
There's more sarcasm than anything.
So, you're in the room. It's not the same room you're in before, so it doesn't have the patched up hole on the wall. But it is the same layout. It's a long, thin, rectangular room. There's not beds, per se, but you can kind of bed down, like, on the couches. There's not enough couches for everybody, but you can put bed rolls on the floor, that kind of thing. Remember, there's the long couch. There's another long couch. There's two love seats and two chairs in the room. And then there's a mirror on the wall, or a picture maybe, but it's covered over by a blanket. The other room had the same. Okay? And you guys just intentionally, like, left it alone, didn't have anything to do with it at that time. And then there's a single door exit. It is lockable. It does not have a bar on the inside, so you can't just, like, bar it. You have to lock it. And then if somebody has a key, they could unlock it, you know, something like that, or cantrip. So everyone's praying and meditating. Then we're at 4 hours. So you're done. Do you need me to mark your list? Are you rotating?
No.
No, all right, not rotating. Okay, go ahead. Save me the trouble. Then we're at 5 hours. Oh, right.
I might be longer rotating.
Really?
You have a lot more stuff than I
do. I have 9 hours.
6 hours. Is Dion done at 6 hours?
Yeah. True, it's still.
Okay, are you doing anything in particular in the time intervening between while Brunson is still memorizing?
I inquire about some food.
That would be 9.5 raining, I guess.
Okay. So you could talk to the guards at the door and ask them to see if food could be brought. If you want.
But anyway, I had a good berry. Could
roll percentile dice.
What did you say? I had a good berry. It could be used before we start meditating.
Hindsight's always 20/20. Your minimum goes down by one because you neglect to use your spells wisely. Doesn't matter. 94? Okay. So they seem pretty influenced by your request, and they said that they'll work on it. That was, let's say, at between 4 and 5 hours. So by 6 hours, they will have food there.
Cool.
It is a veritable cornucopia of fresh fruits and vegetables, as well as some undercooked lamb.
It's food. Yep. He doesn't care. He's stuffing his face.
So unless you can cook it up a little bit more, it seems to be a little undercooked. All right. They also sent a ceramic tankard of ale.
Is there like a fireplace or there's
there not. A fire in the room? Nope. No source of heat in the room.
I can't use my sword because like I don't trust that it's going to go out. And I'm going to have to hold a flaming sword until I can figure out how to get it to go out again. I'm not risking that. All
right. So you could have Brunson flamestrike it later. Brunson, our lamb is not done.
Now it's well done.
Might also be kind of smashed to a pulp. Okay. So between 6 and 7 hours, what time were you actually done, Arden? Okay, so you've got 2 hours worth of training as of now. Okay.
I don't think it might be training or something.
Okay.
So I'm just doing
that
kind of
practice. You could practice. You have to practice for weapon of choice. Okay. All right. Okay, so you're still meditating. He's done. So Arden, roll a d20. And I'll do the same thing for Zuri.
Jake.
And Jake. 15. Zuri is completely oblivious of anything that might be of interest, except possibly his own shoe size. Jake is completely oblivious as well. What did you roll?
15.
Okay. Yes. RJ, roll a d20.
Alrighty. I'm all done. 17. All my thirds.
Yeah. Also, so lighting in the room is accomplished by 2 sconces of candles on either side of the door. The candles will likely burn down in about 8 hours, so they're getting kind of low by this time, assuming they've been lit the whole time. Does anyone have another method, like a continual light corn or something that you would want to use?
Do
you have a continual light corn, Ron?
I do.
I don't remember.
Jake has one.
Jake has. Okay, so continual light is in effect in the room, okay?
I rolled a 17.
And for that matter, then the candles could be out. They don't need to burn and just stink up the room because they're made of tallow. They do have a kind of an odor to them. They also are pretty good as far as putting off quite a bit of light. Anyway, so you are practicing with the rod still, approaching being complete for the day, basically.
And you notice, you see that on the end of the room where the mirror actually is, on the couch is Brunson, and in either in or near the chair is Dearmood. And behind Dearmood and to the right is the mirror on the wall. And you notice the cloth of the mirror seems to move slightly of its own volition. Now, you know that continual light does tend to play tricks on your mind, so you could just dismiss it, but it seemed a bit odd. What do you do?
The cloth
over the mirror? Yeah, it completely covers the mirror or painting or whatever it is.
Still approach and just watch it for a bit.
Okay. So you just walk over and look like directly at the cloth and see if it's moving?
Yeah.
Okay. So you see him walk across the room. You did not see why he walked across the room. I rolled a natural 20 for you on your wisdom check.
Just stare at the cloth?
Yeah, he walked across the room kind of behind Dearmood, and he's looking at the painting or mirror or whatever that's on the wall.
I'll ask him if everything's okay.
He did stop practicing, so it is, you know, it's obvious.
I thought I saw something. What? Like a cloth move. No, this light will take first on. Don't you shoot it? What do you think's behind it? I think it's a mirror. I'll walk off. Shooting it solves most of my problems.
Okay, so you walk over to it. It's obvious that he's walking over with the intent to interact with the mirror or the cloth or something.
Hold on. What? Magical mirrors are dangerous things. Now, I wouldn't expect that this is a magical mirror, except for the fact that the cloth on top of it just seems to have its own volition. It's moved on its own. And if it is a magical mirror, it's covered for a reason. Well, then wouldn't it be the same as like Medusa, just don't look at it?
So it does make sense if it's a mirror that like Medusas would cover it, because if they look in a mirror, they could be.
Well,
but then why would they have a mirror in the first place?
If Medusa looks in a mirror, do they turn magical,
a potentially, yes. And why would they have a mirror in the first place?
The magical mirror we encountered in... The creator is actually asking me on that question.
Okay.
That one place,
the classic Greek story,
they took the magic mirror to get to the water plane. Just kind of sucked that girl in, and she went close to it, or touched it, or...
It's possible. They're subject to their own curse.
That sucks.
For the most part, it doesn't bother them much.
That would make having babies really tough.
Why?
Can't look at anything. Just don't look in their eyes, I guess?
I'm not sure if infantile Medusas can turn you to stone.
Oh.
Yeah. That isn't, you know, what you thought. I don't believe so until their snakes are fully grown. Regardless, I think...
Well, if Medusa could be turned by their own look, then why would they have a mirror?
Perhaps magical and such concerning and should be best left alone.
That's probably why they follow the order, really. I think it's a good... Keep an eye on it. But... Well, yeah, I'll have to give it a wide berth.
This is wrong.
Okay. So you go to move away, right? From how far away? So you're standing right next to it, looking at it.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
You're...
At least without arms, like a couple of arms length. So I don't want to be like within arm's reach of it.
Okay.
In case something decides to reach out and try to grab me.
Yeah. I'm not magical. I'm pretty sure I did not have to do it before, and I got some from something as well. I'm still like 10 hit points.
Okay. So, half an hour or so goes by, you're into hour 7.
Quick question.
Yes, everyone has had the chance to eat if you want.
If I heal Brunson during his memorization, would that affect his...
As far as magical healing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it could, because it would change his body state considerably. It could affect his concentration.
Okay.
If he was just, like, learning, that'd be one thing, but he's actually memorizing patterns, so he needs to be pretty concentrated.
You said they're memorizing, I'm still... I don't know.
Well, huh. Oh, crud.
Show me your pencil. What?
What's my minimum?
Are you casting a spell that would indicate?
I cast a cure series and a cure light on my sword.
Okay. 3. Okay. 5 first level spells, huh?
5 first, 5 second, 2 third.
Up to about. All right. Minor heal for Xavier.
How many hit points are you at?
2 points.
Just under half.
It was very minor.
Very minor.
What's that?
My minor heal was very minor.
For
me? I have a big spell that I'm confident I can get rid of your soul wound with. Or at least one.
How big are the soul wounds? 5 and 6.
I do have a Cure Serious still in memory.
I doubt it'll take a Cure Serious to get rid of it.
One. You better do it with Cure Light if you can.
Okay, I'll try that. Try and do this. Well, wait till you've been memorizing.
Yeah, you have to wait till
you've been. I have a Cure Light and Heal Spring, so I was planning on.
I don't know if Heal Spring will work though. From what I know, it has to be a Cure spell that gets rid of it.
It's not just magical healing.
Not just any healing.
I'm sure Minor Heal did it before.
Minor Heal can certainly do it.
I'm pretty sure that's Cure Minor Wounds.
Minor Heal.
It doesn't matter. It's 2d8 for
2d8 plus 1 per level, and it's an arrow effect, one target, and then an additional target for every 3 levels.
Yeah, it can work. It should be able to work.
It's the most powerful healing spell of its level, or even really up to like 5th level that I've ever seen. It's pretty powerful.
You don't always have.
1, 2, 3.
I do think it's better than any healing spell anywhere. I do think I remember it requiring maybe I'm thinking of something else, but I think it requires fresh water.
Yeah,
it's reflecting
pool. Could well be as well.
No, it doesn't have to be like a pool. It just has to be like fresh water.
I think I've used it without that before.
What?
I think I've used it without that before.
Right. I don't know what.
It may just be because we weren't paying attention to it.
Possible.
It's not that common for you not to have access to water.
You need 4 hours coming out of a water skin, realistically.
I'm not sure that would count as fresh water.
You say you're not sure that word?
Well, it wouldn't count as fresh water, per se. Okay. Caltra Brown, basically. It's for...
RJ, on your next lap, can you turn the fan back to switch, please? Thank you.
You want to bolt the fans over there?
Well, he's walking by the fan, so it knocks it. The fan moves extremely easily.
The oscillator is broken on it.
Yeah.
So it moves.
So just the force of the air blowing on him as he walks by is enough to turn the fan.
Yeah.
Like he just walked by and it just turned it slightly.
I think it's an experience. He's still a fan. He's still just doing the fans. They're still in the fans. Like Alex Jones. You gotta watch out for the show. They steal all the fans. I thought for sure he was just going to move it with his hand.
How easily it turns. So just the force of the air blowing on him as he walks by, you're going to have to slightly turn it away.
That's funny.
So I'll do a couple laps in this direction and I'll change my direction and
what we really don't know is this end of the room is downhill.
It's probably cool outside. You can probably just open the windows. Probably cool it off really fast. Thing.
Yeah.
Sun's down pretty much.
Is Seal Spring like a...
Oh, yeah.
I think it actually comes from the compendium.
From what?
From the compendium.
You can leave that one shut down.
Which I don't have here. It's at my house.
I went out there and yelled at you, Sean, because he wasn't in the church today.
Yeah.
I was like, you slacker. He goes, I overslept.
It's like kind of dark up to the storm.
You look kind of dark. You're making it sunny.
Getting a tan line for my arm brace.
Nice. I have one for my shirt.
Fashionable.
The difference is kind of...
I'm not getting. I have a tan line, I should say.
Look at this. There you go. I'm driving, but...
Oh, yeah. Compared to the underneath, compared to the tops.
I used to make fun of my dad, because when my dad worked, he used to have...
Yeah.
My dad used to get really bad driver tan when he worked for Speedy. I used to make fun of him all the time because this arm would only be like 5 shades darker than his other one.
Am I not the same? The door has bigger windows.
It's fun to find and play a game of magic.
Yeah.
I haven't played in like 6 months.
No.
Probably longer than that.
1,500 more steps.
It's been a while.
All the last times I've walked so far, pulled them up 4,100 steps.
That's a lot.
Ever since you started playing Star Wars, that's better than that.
Go home, River.
Okay, sir.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
That's the first time he's ever gotten it. He's rotated every night since he had spells.
What? Withdraw?
I've been begging for it for so long.
It's been a while. Got anyway, suit. You better watch out.
So how far are we in?
That's the biggest thing that I'm missing.
Between 7 and 8 hours right now.
Withdraw. Yeah. 6 hours. Fourth level spells are an hour each, right?
Okay, so that's 8 hours.
Yeah,
I'm doing my dexterous training.
So 9 hours.
Yeah, I have my other little facility
service. Spells are back.
I don't think I went to those.
Look where I'm at.
Can I get rid of this teleport, though?
Somebody cast Cure Wounds.
I don't see Heal Strength
in
the Wizard's spell.
Sorry, that was kind of loud.
I'm going to train next combat now. You got to do what yours. I get to do what
they
do.
Last
time we played some softball game, I remember we had 1,000 steps.
What?
Should be able to have quite a bit of steps tomorrow.
I cast Feigned Death.
Alright, it's your late one.
No way!
I didn't get it. 4 points.
Fail.
It's really sad when I have
to rip it. Don't ever have to
rip it. It's really sad when I have to rip it. When I level up,
I mean, when you get fourth level spells.
Could Xavier lose a greatsword? Yeah,
sure.
Just a minus one.
Minus two. Spiders are minus two. And well, you wouldn't get...
It's worse than that because you don't get your specialty.
Right, you wouldn't get specialized.
How level are you?
Nine.
And you couldn't minor master stroke with it.
So you're basically attacking at a 1,800.
Thaco would be...
At like 11.
Thaco would be 12. What's your strength?
11 after strength.
So that's three to attack or two?
Three.
Plus six
to damage.
Eight,
but then
puts
two.
Puts you about nine. I'm 12 minus 3 is... minus 3 is 9.
And then 2 from the time of being not efficient for damage.
So I can use it in a pinch.
What's the magic of the sword?
So that great sword of restoration.
I understand.
I don't know.
The pluses though.
I don't know what the pluses are. I don't think anyone does because nobody's ever used it in combat.
The great sword?
Yeah, I don't think we know either.
But
well, Arden might know.
I think Arden knows.
Arden, you know the combat bonus on the great sword?
It was on the Bright Brain.
What's your end game?
That's pretty solid.
12.
That's not too bad.
3 for strength is 9.
You don't get minor master stroke over the
sword is 6.
And then 11 for non proficiency.
It's going to be better on the long sword.
And then 8.
Oh, yeah, my damage output's going to be better.
So you're getting 8 back in.
So what's your DACO adjusted now?
Oh, 2.
6.
Well,
and then double weapon.
Yes, your damage dice will be better, but you'll also have a 25% worse chance of it.
Well, also minor master stroke.
My damage output with the longsword way better.
You get a D10 instead of a D8 with the great sword.
You really only want to use it if you have.
That's what I'm saying. I could use it in a pinch. If something happened to my plus 4 sword, I could use it in a pinch.
You can use anything in a pinch, for that matter.
We just got like 20 longswords.
Oh, that's true.
It's got to pop open the
other. Yeah, I do have that one. I do have that other one.
There's an extra longsword that he hasn't used yet.
Swords for days.
I do have that one that just found, too, so I don't know what it does.
Swords for days.
I really wish I could have built that paladin and sell it off.
I was so close. Then he hit me for like 50 points and cut my leg off.
That's when James was
aiming on.
Because I would have killed him, I would have still got that sword.
That's right, we'll dump that.
I did find this third level second edition spell called Accelerate One. It says
causes the affected creature to experience natural healing at twice the normal rate for one.
What's they doing?
Something about going to yell at both kids.
See, they're hanging on the basketball hoop.
Oh. I'm going to cast Feign Death as soon as I get done with this.
Okay. 22.
Back to the almost full bit of protection.
And you're alive. So there's that.
Yep. Becky worked the Rossford Balloon Festival this weekend.
That's cool.
It was a huge festival. She said there was probably 10,000 people there on Saturday at the Rock.
What festival?
The Rossford Balloon Festival.
Oh, yeah. That's a big festival.
Yeah.
I went one time.
Hot air balloon rides and stuff.
Yeah, I went one time, and I don't know if I'd want to do it again. That's too many people.
Yeah.
I don't do good in big crowds. That's why whenever I go to concerts, I beeline it to my seat, and I sit down, and I don't move.
They had a booth there, for sure.
Oh, okay.
For their work.
Yeah, every time I go to, like, Winter Jam or something, this
Nope,
every
not
time
sure.
I go to
could've.
Winter Jam or something, we what? Find our
not sure. Could have. Have made up hundreds over the years. So.
When I was a kid, I was down in front. I had to be a
revised Druid Skullist.
I said, when I was a teenager, I had to be in the front.
Oh, yeah.
Get smashed by the press of bodies.
I always tried to get towards the front.
Okay, we'll go with I made it up then. I'm fine with that. As I said, I've made up hundreds over the years. No, I don't want to enter multi-factor authentication.
You just got bread.
How long are
you? Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.